Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And I invite you to be part of our broadcast and also invite you to participate in our parish. We're located at 43 Holton, H-O-L-T-O-N Street in Allston, Massachusetts. And we have Mass there at 4 o'clock p.m. on Saturdays and 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. We also have Mass in Brazilian Portuguese at 8 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. on Sundays. Well, we've been focusing this week on prayer and the importance of prayer. As you remember, I think that those words are so key from Cardinal Robert Sarah in his book, The Day Is Now Far Spent, which, as you know, I have recommended intensely that you read that during Lent or read that at any time. And one of the things he says is that if we are not praying, he's specifically focused towards the ordained, but that can be focused on all of us. If we are not praying, then we're walking down the path of Judas as the betrayer. Because prayer is an essential aspect of who we are as Catholics. It's essential as Christians. It's essential because we need to be in communion with Christ that we can, as we saw in Romans 12, verse 2, have a renewal of our mind, have a new way of looking at things, and a radically different way of looking at things than what people may assume is Christianity or Catholicism. Just completely different because it is inspired by the Holy Spirit. It is rooted in Christ and leads us to the Father. So that's why prayer is so important. One of the most powerful people I ever met in my life, who, by the way, was not Catholic, she was evangelical, a wonderful person, I'll call her Bobby because that was her first name, but I won't give you her last name just for privacy, I guess would be the best way to put it. But to put it simply, Bobby was a very committed evangelical woman who was an inspiration to me. I knew her back in 1980 when I was a sailor in the United States Navy, just beginning to think of becoming a priest. And even though at the time I was a practicing Catholic, a newly practicing Catholic, by that I mean is I'm what is known as a cradle Catholic. I was baptized in the faith and I grew up Catholic, but I left the church in high school from one of our South Shore communities. And then I came back to the church when I was a sailor in the Navy. I've been in the Navy about 3 years. That's a story for another program, but I've been in the Navy about 3 years. And it was at that point that I started to come back to the church. Well, in that process, I met Bobby. And Bobby lived in Long Beach, where we all lived, Long Beach, California. I was in Long Beach at the time. Our ship, by the way, was not too far from the Pacific Princess, which, of course, was the Love Boat. And that's where it moored. It moored in San Pedro, California. We were based in Los Angeles, Long Beach, at Long Beach Naval Shipyard and the Long Beach Naval Base. And so it was kind of funny that here was this program that was on the air called The Love Boat, and it was taking place, even though obviously it was filmed in a studio, but the outside shots were taking place, about 5 miles away in San Pedro, California. So we were in Long Beach, and Bobby told these powerful stories of her really powerful Christian faith, because Bobby lived next to a motorcycle gang. And she used to tell us, she says, I say to them every day, I'm going to pray you into heaven. I'm going to pray you into heaven. And she said she used to bake cakes for them. She wished them happy birthday. She did all these things. And she told these really tough motorcycle gang members that she was going to pray them into heaven. That is the vision that Jesus calls us to. That's the vision we get when we are rooted in prayer, that we are so focused on our mission, which is to get people into heaven. That's why prayer is important. It's not so much that we can feel good. It's not so much that now that I pray that God is going to help me get a job. That is important. But our ultimate goal is to work to get people into heaven, including ourselves, but to get people into heaven. That is our goal. And we can't do that if we are not people of prayer, being transformed by Christ, and leading others to eternal life. And so we're called to be prophets. Now, notice what I said. Powerful story, I said, that this is how she tried to lead this motorcycle gang into heaven. She sowed seeds of Christ's love in their hearts by doing what? By baking them birthday cakes, telling them every day, I'm going to pray you into heaven. She didn't bonk them over the head. Because how are you going to tell a motorcycle gang that what they're doing is wrong? They're going to look at you and go, oh, yeah, we know that. Yeah, if you, that's why the police show up. Yeah, we know that. But we're called to give people a different vision. And our whole mission, our whole reason for existence is really, as Catholics, as Christians, because remember, Bobby was not a Catholic, as Christians, is to pray and live in such a way that people go to heaven because we have responded to God's call in our lives. I had a very powerful experience when I was first coming back to the church. So this was obviously before I met Bobby. And I, in the Navy, I learned to fall in love with museums, specifically art museums, and I learned to fall in love with Balboa Park when I was stationed in San Diego, California. Balboa Park in San Diego is a really unique place in the United States. At least it was then. I'm sure it is now. It was a beautiful place where people used to gather on Sundays throughout the year, because this is San Diego, and it would just be a place where people would just come together as communities, separate communities, and just enjoy each other's company. They were, you know, similar to Harvard Square. There were street performers there, and people would gather together and watch them, and there was concerts, and there were museums. So I used to go there, and I used to go to the art museum at the San Diego Museum of Art, which is located in Balboa Park. So while I was there, I happened to bump into a shipmate, someone from my ship. Now, I was a sonar technician in the Navy, and my shipmate friend was a fire control technician, which, by the way, has nothing to do with putting out fires. It's actually about firing missiles. So he was a fire control technician. I was a sonar technician. And so we didn't work in the same division, but we obviously knew each other. And, you know, happened to say hello, and we were talking and kind of looking at some pictures. And then we went and we had a cup of coffee. And he does not know how much this conversation affected me. Now, I was just basically, I could say I was starting to come back to the church, but I think I was basically thinking of coming back to the church. So I really hadn't come back. And we just happened to sit down and we're having coffee, and he started to talk to me about his faith. Now, I had no idea he was a practicing Christian. He wasn't Catholic. He was a practicing Christian. And he just happened to just sit there. Yeah, I believe in God. And he started to share with me his faith. And I was shocked, because one of the things I said to him is like, you? And, you know, you are a Christian. And it wasn't that he was living this absolutely depraved lifestyle. I'm like, you go to church? No, it was that I knew him from the ship, but it's like another sailor who is now teaching me about Jesus, about who God is. And he didn't make it obvious, but his faith affected his life. And so he wasn't running around and just like bonking people over the head. He was just living his faith in such a way that when this moment came and he happened to sit down and talk to me about his faith and talk to me about prayer, that had such a tremendous effect in my life that seed is what leads me to be talking to you today. That's how powerful that is. He was obviously a man of prayer, and prayer is essential. One of the greatest problems we have in our church today, and this is what Cardinal Sarah says, is people are not praying. It's right there. People are not praying, and we're called to be people, called to have this intimate union with Christ. We're called to have, that's what communion is all, this intimate union with Christ, where we are focusing our lives on serving Christ. I had this powerful conversation a little while ago with a Brazilian friend of mine who grew up here in the United States. She's now living, I think, in Brazil, or she's living in France, but she's also part of Current Sound Nova, And she was trying to write something that would, you know, something she could write about the Catholic faith to Americans. And one of the things she wrote, she says that, you know, when we come to the Lord, we give up our dreams and we turn over to the Lord. And I went, no, that's not how you express our faith to the Americans. You tell the Americans to give up their dreams, and that's the last thing you're ever going to say to them, because that's just not the way it works. And a better way to put it is this way. When we turn to the Lord and offer him our dreams, he transforms them in ways that glorify him. Let me give you an example. When I was in high school, I told you I left the church in high school because back then I was planning to be a world famous disc jockey. And for those of you who are around my age, which means, yep, we're boomers. Okay, boomer. I get it. We'll deal with it. I actually had my radio debut on WBCN-FM, the famous WBCN-FM. I was a comedy writer. I was thinking of becoming a comedy writer at the time, and I wrote a comedy skit. We produced it on WBCN with John Scagliotti, who preceded Danny Schechter, the news dissector. And that's how I got my start. I didn't do anything else on BCN. It was a volunteer thing. And I got into college radio and later public radio through WUMB-FM. I did comedy and also communications work as a sonar technician, but also for the ship in the Navy. So I did all these things, and I had planned to become a world-famous disc jockey, and I never became a disc jockey, but the Lord used my ability and my talents on radio for other things, which I am really happy about. Well, we will see you tomorrow with Father Adriano Zandana in his second program coming to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, to the listeners of WROL, AM and FM, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. In the meantime, we're coming to you from St. Anthony Alston, S-A-I-N-T, Anthony Alston, all one word, .org, and that's where we are on the web. Come, you're welcome to join us on weekends, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, and have a blessed day, and make Lent count.